Welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, September 10th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of finance news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
8 ASX stocks to buy before the Fed cuts rates. Markets are eagerly anticipating the U.S. Federal Reserve's potential interest rate cut, which could benefit select ASX-listed companies with significant U.S. exposure. Amcor could see reduced borrowing costs and strengthened cash flows, potentially leading to increased earnings. Transurban may attract more investors seeking yield, with potential profits from lower long-term borrowing costs. Goodman Group benefits from falling bond yields, indicating long-term growth potential. ResMed stands out as a favorite in the healthcare sector, with ongoing bullishness. Aristocrat Leisure thrives on increased consumer confidence, while WiseTech Global could see faster adoption of its supply chain solutions. Credit Corp shows signs of recovery with improved collection rates and growth opportunities. Xero's push into the U.S. could result in more cash flow for small businesses and stronger prospects for integrated payments platforms. For traders, technical confirmation is key in identifying strong setups and potential opportunities.
Tech Media Breaks, Beeline Holdings, Inc., BLNE, featured in Streetwise reports for clearing debt and expanding AI platform. Beeline Holdings, Inc., BLNE, a digital mortgage platform, was featured in a recent Streetwise reports article for eliminating $7 million in debt and expanding its AI platform. The company aims to achieve profitability by early 2026, with shares surpassing their technical target of $2.20. Beeline currently has 19.6 million shares outstanding, a market cap of about $49 million, and zero debt. The report highlighted Beeline's new fractional equity platform and strong fintech leadership team as growth drivers. Ladenburg Thalmann maintained a buy rating with a $4.50 price target. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link. Global Tech Corporation, GLTK, building value through AI, big data, and digital infrastructure. Global Tech Corporation, ticker symbol GLTK, reported a 23.3% year-over-year revenue increase in Q2 2025, reaching $5.63 million. With a focus on AI, big data, and digital infrastructure, the company is advancing its capital markets profile through a private placement and strategic advisor appointment. Global Tech is leveraging technology to drive business growth, recognizing the importance of AI, big data, and digital infrastructure in today's economy. As a U.S.-based technology holding company operating globally, Global Tech is well-positioned to accelerate transformation and unlock long-term growth.
Optimum Bank Holdings, Inc., NYSE American, OPHC, is one to watch. Optimum Bank Holdings, Inc., traded on NYSE American under the symbol OPHC, has reported record earnings and profitability, with 2024 net income reaching $13.1 million and core ROE exceeding 23%. The company anticipates surpassing $1.2 billion in assets by the end of 2025 and aims for continued growth to $1.5 to $1.6 billion by the end of 2026. Optimum Bank has achieved SBA preferred lender status in just over 2 years and expanded its SBA lending program from zero, showcasing rapid execution and small business demand. Strategic investments in a new digital core platform are expected to improve scalability and user experience. With a strong capital position and disciplined underwriting, Optimum Bank trades at a significant discount relative to peers, offering an attractive entry point for investors. Optimum Bank Holdings, the parent company of Optimum Bank, headquartered in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, offers relationship-driven banking services both locally and internationally, focusing on real estate and commercial lending to support borrowers seeking accessible financial solutions.
DataVault AI unveils WeSee eEndeavor Receiver Module, redefining price and quality standards in wireless audio. DataVault AI, through its acoustic division's Wireless Sound Association, WESA, has unveiled the WESA eEndeavor Receiver Module. This module integrates patented WESA eExpress multi-channel wireless audio software into Android and Linux-based streaming AV platforms. The achievement marks a breakthrough in price, scale, and availability in new markets. WESA, founded in 2015, includes member companies like Bang & Olufsen, Harman, Klipsch, LG, and Microsoft Xbox. The WESA eEndeavor module is a purpose-built, ultra-efficient 5 GHz wireless audio solution that delivers uncompressed high-fidelity sound with fixed low latency and seamless multi-channel scalability. This launch reflects DataVault AI's commitment to enabling technology that creates premium audio experiences at scale.
Investor news breaks. Quantum Biopharma Limited, NASDAQ, QNTM, receives buy rating, $45 price target from Kingswood Capital Partners. Quantum Biopharma Limited, QNTM, has received a buy rating and a $45 price target from Kingswood Capital Partners. The valuation is based on discounted cash flow and assumes successful Phase 2 and 3 trials of lead candidate Lucid MS between 2026 and 2028, with a commercial launch in 2029. The report, led by Kingswood senior equity analyst Karen Sterling, PhD, CFA, was prepared independently without consideration from Quantum Biopharma. Quantum Biopharma is a biopharmaceutical company focused on developing treatments for neurodegenerative, metabolic, and alcohol misuse disorders. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at ibn.fm/QNTM. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.